This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described, "The Indian diaspora is a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations." He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavor feels so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur yesterday on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024. Mr. Modi added over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform UPI will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that the trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. In Russia, four Indian students sustained injuries in an attack in Ufa, prompting immediate intervention by Indian diplomatic authorities. The Indian embassy in Moscow confirmed the incident, characterizing it as an unfortunate attack in which several individuals, including four Indian students in Ufa, were injured. The embassy reported ongoing communication with Russian authorities to obtain further information and to ensure that the injured receive appropriate medical care. Officials from the Consulate of India in Kazan have been sent to Ufa to provide support. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighboring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. The minister added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country as it will boost them and create job opportunities. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has asserted that India is making major progress in the development of semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem that can provide end-to-end solutions for other countries. He was addressing media persons after unveiling the 2-nanometer semiconductor chip manufactured by Qualcomm in Bangalore yesterday. The minister expressed confidence that India will be able to globally offer its talent on the artificial intelligence and semiconductor sector.
Today, we unveiled the 2-nanometer chip at Qualcomm. It's a series of developments where companies are now designing end-to-end product in India. The entire right from customer product definition to designing the final silicon, getting it taped out and getting it validated, that entire thing is being done in India.
In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. For USA, Shubham Ranjane and Sanjay Krishnamurthy were the highest scorers, contributing 37 runs each. For India, Mohammad Siraj took 3 wickets, while Ashdeep Singh scalped 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.